Thanks for joining us. PR's former music director, Rachel Hunter, who passed away October 16, 2025. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, Dole Fout Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's Weekend Edition Saturday and all the news from NPR. The time is 7 o'clock.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Although SNAP benefits are once again in limbo, the state of Kansas yesterday announced it had already issued full November benefits for Kansans who receive food assistance. The Department for Children and Families says it distributed nearly $32 million to about 86,000 households in Kansas. In response to President Trump's petitioning the Supreme Court to block payments for SNAP, Governor Laura Kelly issued a statement saying it was beyond her why the president would petition the Supreme Court to deny food to hungry children. People flying through the Kansas City International Airport could experience delays or even cancellations due to the government shutdown. Hallie Jackson has this report.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic by 10% at many major airports. The aim is to keep U.S. airspace safe during a mass shortage of air traffic controllers. Kansas City's airport is not on the list, but most of the 40 airports that are have nonstop flights that come through here. They include some of MCI's most common destinations, Chicago, Dallas, and Denver. The Kansas City Aviation Department said in a statement it's committed to keeping disruptions to a minimum, and many of MCI's major airlines are offering free changes or refunds for impacted flights. I'm Hallie Jackson.
In sports, the KU men's basketball team lost to North Carolina last night, 87-74. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, envisioning a future where learning sparks opportunity and thriving belongs to everyone. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Cloudy skies this morning and then gradually clearing. Highs today in the upper 50s. Could be a little on the windy side, especially around noon today, with winds 15 to 20 miles per hour this morning, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Cold temperatures overnight tonight, lows around 30, and then for tomorrow, highs only in the upper 30s. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Asked if Bob Trumpy's life was the night he stayed on the line for hours with a stranger who needed help. He helped save Sugar's life, and in speaking so bluntly about his own struggles, he may have moved others to ask for help, too. And if you or someone that you know is in crisis, please call or text a trained professional. There's help out there. The Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is 988. and you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
With the government shutdown impacting flights across the country and the busiest travel day just a few weeks ago, are you rethinking your holiday plans? Many people are. We'll hear that report from Liz Baker coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Creepy crawly monsters spawned by atomic radiation are on the loose Friday night at Liberty Hall. It can only be another evening of KPR's Cinema A Go-Go. Straight out of the 1950s, we've got It Came From Beneath the Sea and The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Join us Friday night at 7 o'clock. Tickets are at the door. KPR's Cinema A Go-Go is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Cloudy skies this morning, then gradually clearing today with highs in the upper 50s. It'll be a little on the windy side with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow. It's 45 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Groceries and health insurance. The cost of couches, bed frames, and even coffee tables is skyrocketing.
Furniture prices are rising because manufacturer costs are rising.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. What you need to know about the increasing cost of living and why furnishing your home is becoming more and more expensive on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Bullsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's fall concert featuring choreography by guest artist Jessica Chen, November 14th through 16th in Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu.
Montana has lots of tourist attractions, national parks, fly fishing, skiing, but the hot new thing, bats. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me tomorrow for Prairie Journal when we preview the 2026 midterm elections less than 1 year away. I'll be visiting with Dole Visiting Fellow and journalist Jerry Seib.
Anybody who tells you they know what's going to happen is kidding you and probably kidding themselves, because the rules have all changed. The country's in a strange and very polarized place, and Donald Trump has changed all the rules and the norms.
The 2026 midterm elections, 1 year out. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KPR2. Cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 50s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, November 22nd. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Cloudy skies this morning, then gradually clearing. Highs today in the upper 50s. A little on the windy side with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow. We'll hear about that coming up on the KPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From 3 years, and high-flying tech stocks also lost some altitude as investors wondered if artificial intelligence will live up to all the hype. For the week, the Dow dipped 1.2%, the S&P 500 index fell 1.6%, and the NASDAQ tumbled 3%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Although SNAP benefits are once again in limbo across the country, the state of Kansas announced yesterday it has issued full November benefits for Kansans who receive food assistance. The Kansas Department for Children and Families says it distributed nearly $32 million to about 86,000 Kansas households. Kansas is one of a number of states that moved quickly to issue SNAP benefits yesterday. But an emergency order from the U.S. Supreme Court could prevent other states from making payments. That may include Missouri. KMBC reports the Missouri Department of Social Services announced yesterday that SNAP beneficiaries there would receive benefits by the middle of next week, but those payments are now in limbo. With the Supreme Court's emergency response to President Trump's petitioning the Supreme Court to block payments for SNAP, Governor Laura Kelly issued a statement last night saying it is beyond her why the president would petition the Supreme Court to deny food for hungry children. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is asking the public's help in identifying the driver of a fatal hit-and-run accident. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the accident happened Thursday evening north of Lawrence. The body of a 20-year-old woman was found early Friday morning on East 1500 Road. It was determined she was struck around 6 p.m. Thursday by a white or light-colored truck. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or the Crime Stoppers hotline. We'll have a look at our area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Cloudy skies this morning, gradually clearing with highs today in the upper 50s. A bit windy with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Increasing clouds overnight with a slight chance of showers or sprinkles, lows around 30 degrees. Much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow with highs only in the upper 30s. Under cloudy skies, it's 46 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, a look at a subsea human habitat. It's a base where four people can live and work underwater. It's the first new underwater habitat developed since the 1980s. We'll hear all about that coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. Giant monsters attack Friday night at Liberty Hall. That can only mean one thing. It's time for KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Our double feature includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, Plus, it came from beneath the sea. Join us at Liberty Hall Friday evening at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the door. You can find out more about KPR's Cinema A Go-Go at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonatha Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, November 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Cloudy skies this morning, then gradually clearing. Highs today in the upper 50s. A little on the windy side. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour this morning. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Much colder temperatures for tomorrow with highs only in the upper 30s. It's 47 in Lawrence, 49 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Capital One, offers
that he wanted to belong, mental illness notwithstanding. He wanted to be part of the group and he wanted to be valuable.
Actor Matthew McFadden on Gitto and the importance of hand washing. Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Wash your hands and tune in tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com.
Coming up, we'll hear from Scottish writer William Boyd about his latest book, The Predicament, a spy thriller set during the height of the Cold War. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy skies through mid-morning and then gradually clearing today, highs in the upper 50s. Variable winds with gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. Cold temperatures overnight with lows around 30 degrees. Much colder temperatures in store for tomorrow with highs only around 38. It's 48 degrees in Emporia, 47 in Topeka.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And then later today, stay with us for Classics by Request with Destiny. It's the show where you pick the playlist. We had some fun requests this week. And with Thanksgiving right around the corner, we all have a little turkey on our mind. Destiny found a special turkey song. That and a few other surprises, all coming up on Classics by Request with Destiny this afternoon from 1 to 4 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.